Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, you bet I do. I have an amazing guest coming right up. It's Lynn Trenchell. She's going to be talking to us about the art and science of transformation, three keys to create success in your life and business. Welcome to the program, Lynn.
Yeah, thanks. This is great. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. And thanks for being here. We appreciate you carving time out of your day to be with us. We're going to get into this subject because it's a good one. But before we do, tell us your story. Tell us how you became such an expert in this particular area.
Well, I have a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in computer science. And my master's project is in artificial intelligence. And my bachelor's favorite class was physiological psychology, which is all brain science. So I love the way the brain works. I love the science of success. And I love helping other people to become successful in their life and their business.
Nice. All right. Well, let's get into it. What is the art and science of transformation? And what are the three keys?
Yeah. So the three keys are: the art is your vision, which is the first key. Without a vision, the people will perish. You have to know where you're going, what you would love to create in your life and your business. And the most important question to ask about your vision is, what would I love? Not what do I think I can do? What does the economy say I can do? What does my education say I can do? Just what would I love? And from that place of asking, what would I love? You create a wonderful vision for your life and business. And then the second key is actually the science.
Wait, can we just start with the first key and just sort of dig in there a little deeper? Yeah. So if you guys know what you love doing, please put it in the chat. What do you love doing? If it's I love sitting on the couch with my cat. If it's whatever it is, it could be the craziest thing about what you love doing. It doesn't have to be doing good in the world, or it could be doing good in the world. Whatever your love is, like Diana loves working out. That would not make my list, Diana. I'm not going to lie. I do like yoga. I don't even consider it working out, but working out, that's just not my thing. Malia likes cooking, and Sarah says, I love writing. Absolutely. So everybody loves doing all these different things. I actually had sort of I don't know if I want to say come to Jesus, but with that phrase, right? Like I had this recollection of this time where I was sitting with folks and they said, well, what do you love doing? Because I was done with my businesses. And I said, I just love speaking. I love speaking on stages and I love helping other people speak on stages. And they're like, there's your job right there. And I'm like, they're not going to pay me to do that. There's no business in that. And then, yeah, there is. If you do what you love, it is what you were meant to do. Do you agree with that, Lynn?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about what you would love. And actually, when you ask the question, what would I love? You feel better. It's almost like your whole vibration changes when you just ask that. So just for a second, just do an experiment. Ask, what do I think I can do? How does that feel? Now ask, what would I love? And your whole demeanor changes and things come to you from that question that won't come to you from other questions.
Do you know, I think that has to do, I'm going to dig a little bit on this one too, because you are so talented at this. And I've had this talk with you before. When you dig there, it's sort of like that Brené Brown or the imposter syndrome where they're like, who the hell are you? Like, what can you do? And you're like, well, I can kind of cook and I can kind of garden and I can kind of work out. But when you say, what do you love doing? You're like, oh, I love cooking. I love working. You don't have to be good at it. You don't have to meet somebody else's criteria. Is that right?
Oh, no, that's true. Very true. You and what you give to the world based on what you would love is your gift, and people will do it differently. It's just like there are how many hundreds of coaches out there? And yet there are people that only hear my voice. Yeah. And when you do something that you love, there will be people who only hear your voice, and that is kind of your tribe. So when you do what you would love, you automatically attract the right people to you, and that just makes it even easier.
I totally agree with that. And I love attracting the right tribe, because when you try to be something you're not, you're going to attract those people instead of attracting the people to you for who you are naturally. Lynn, this is so great. I am so on board with this. Okay, that's number one. What's number two?
So number two is the science, and it's the your habits, specifically your thought habits, your paradigms. When you think about this new vision that you have, you're going to hear this little rattle, because your mind is actually divided into two pieces, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind's sole purpose is to keep you safe. So when you think about doing something new, your subconscious goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I have no idea what this is going to do. And I'm here to keep you safe. So I'm going to come up with ways to keep you from doing that. And you hear all of these voices in your head. And actually, I tell people that's the good sign. When you hear those voices in your head, that's a good sign. That means you're moving forward. Because if you were doing the same old thing day after day, your subconscious would be fat, dumb, and happy and quiet.
Well, that's true. And we don't want it to be fat, dumb, and crappy and quiet.
No, we want to actually look at our, and it is actually this could turn into this vicious cycle. Your thoughts create your feelings, create your actions, create your results, which just reinforce those thoughts, feelings, actions, results. And you keep on going in this vicious cycle. That's why they say 90% of the people have the same results year in, year out, because they stay in that vicious cycle of thoughts, feelings, actions, results. So if you want to stop that, you have to pay attention to your results and say, is this what I want my life to be? And if not, look at the thoughts that are causing that. And then once you know that, you interrupt that thought and create a different thought, which creates different feelings, different actions, different results. And then again, you ask, is this the result I want? If yes, keep right on going. If not, say, how can I shift my thoughts a little bit more to create different feelings, actions, and results? And it's just a whole process.
So thoughts, feelings, actions, results. And if you can shift your thoughts, then you can shift your feelings, and you can shift your actions, then you can shift your results. That's totally true. That's very law of attraction. I like that a lot. I have a deep woo streak in me. So.
Actually, it is science.
I love that.
I think it's wonderful that science is finally catching up with what the mystics have been saying for centuries.
And
when you change your thoughts, it actually changes your brain. It's called neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
And Joe Dispenza has this great video that actually shows it working. So it's really science. And that is the science of transformation, is changing those thoughts so that you change everything in your life.
I love it. All right. So I was just going through the chat. So Carrie Gray says, our bodies don't forget either. Our cells have memories. And then Halle says, we are the universe. We create everything as we are the master creator. Yeah, we got all our woo people in here. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's go over the steps again and the process.
Yeah. So that is what you want to pay attention to. I actually created a whole system to help you shift those thoughts. It's called the AIR method, AIRR. You might want to write that down. So
you all need to jot it in the on your notepads, but we'll put it in the chat as well. What's the first A for?
A is just awareness. That's where you notice those thoughts. Are they what you want to create or not? So you notice your thought. And after you see, after you have a thought that you know isn't taking you in the direction you want to interrupt it. You want to have a strong interrupt, like up until now, or I used to. And then the first R is release. You might want to, you just picture that floating away like a balloon, that thought. And then the second R is replace. So you're going to replace that first thought with another thought. For example, you might be thinking, I am so overwhelmed that I have no idea what to do. So you would say, up until now, I felt overwhelmed with all I had to do. Now I'm taking the steps that I need to and making progress every day. So you can see how you just notice, you interrupt, and then you replace it. And then as you keep doing that, that's where the neuroplasticity happens in your brain, and it becomes easier and easier and easier.
So how do we come? Okay, so I'm going to go over the steps again. It's awareness, like, oh, I just had that thought. And then it's interrupt it, like you did this, which is like, let's stop that in its tracks, so it doesn't keep spinning us out of control. And then release it because it's not doing us any good anymore. And then replace it with this wonderful languaging that you have, which is, I used to do that, right?
Like, yeah. You say I used to, or up until now, your conscious mind is the part of your mind that says yes or no. So what it does is it kind of tricks your subconscious or your conscious mind into letting that thought into your subconscious, because your conscious agrees with you. Up until now, that has been true, or I used to, that is true. So
okay.
It kind of tricks your conscious mind into letting it into your subconscious, where your paradigms and your image, your self-image lives.
I like that. I had one that was like, instead of saying I can't, it's I haven't yet.
Exactly.
But sometimes you still are like, I don't know if I'm ever going to do that. yeah. So I love your shift and making sure that your brain will acknowledge it as true. Because if you say, I'm a millionaire, I have all the money I need, I have lots of money in the bank, and then you look at the bank and you're like, it's not really true, then your brain is fighting you on that. So it might as well, you might as well use some of the languaging that Lynn is talking about to allow your brain to agree with that. So our last speaker was talking about not letting your weight define you. So the next time you get on the scale and you're like, damn it. And you can change that to say, you know, I used to criticize myself when I would get on the scale and it wasn't what I wanted, or something like that. Is that kind of how you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. A great one. And that's a great one. And just know that saying I used to, or up until now, keeps it in the past where we want it. We want to create for our future, not from our past.
All right. Let me ask you this. How do we become aware? Because there are tapes that are playing there that have been playing there so long that they are like the L train when you live in New York City or whatever. Like, you've heard that so many times that you just stop, you just let it play and it just keeps playing. And you don't really recognize that it's right back there talking to you. How do we become more aware of some of those things that are not serving us well?
There's a couple of ways you can do it. One is you can look at your results. If it's not the results you want, then you know your thoughts are taking you there. Or you can just think about how you feel when you're taking certain action, or how you're feeling. And then when you're not feeling in that happy, high, loving vibration, then you want to ask yourself, what is causing this? Because it's almost like the vibration is almost like when you walk into a room and people are arguing, you feel that tension and you might even get that. But if you walk into a room where everybody is happy, you feel happy. So just notice how you're feeling, notice your results, and then ask yourself, what is the thought behind this? And that's how you start.
Well, I like your little diagram here, or you did it just on the screen, where it was like thoughts, feelings, actions, results. And so if you don't like your results, that's way over here, sort of back up and figure out what happened, right? But if you don't like your feelings, you can just back up one step instead of three, right?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You're like, all right, I just don't like the way I feel in this situation. What's going on in my head that's making me feel that way? Will you be able to interrupt it if you catch it that early?
You can interrupt it at any point. You don't have to catch it early or late, or you can catch it anytime. Anytime you feel yourself not doing what you want to be doing, or not feeling what you want to be doing, not getting the results that you want, you can interrupt it anywhere along the phase. Just looking at your results is going from the end, but any one of those phases, you can, if you're not feeling the way you want to, not taking the actions the way you want to, you can interrupt any phase, any place in the phase.
Well, I love how you removed all of the judgment from that. You were like, you can do it anytime
yes.
you want. Like,
Exactly. And that is really one of the keys, is to just notice without judgment. Because as soon as you judge, you put yourself back in that negative place. So you notice without judgment, be curious, and just notice those thoughts.
That is beautifully said. All right. So when people come to you and they start working with you, what kinds of people come to you, and where are they in their life when they're coming to you?
Most of them are in their 30s, 40s, and beyond. And it's okay. It's really at a phase where they're like, the entrepreneurs I work with are successful, and yet they feel as though if they just work harder, they can be more successful. So people that have experienced success and aren't experienced the success that they want, or there's something going on in their life. A lot of women, since this is International Women's Day, a lot of women get to this phase when they're about 40. And they're looking at their life and saying, what's next? Mm. And so it's that what's next phase. So it's a successful entrepreneur who wants to get to the next level, or somebody who is in that next what's next phase. And it's really the same thing, just examining where you are and noticing that you're not where you want to be and you want to move forward.
All right. Well, if that's you, put that's me in the chat box, but that's me in the chat box. If you're like, I'm ready for what's next. I've done this. I'm kind of done doing this, and I'm ready for what's next, because I know that some bigger stuff is out there for me. I did have kind of a heart to heart with somebody just yesterday, where she's like, you need to start saying yes. I'm like, I say yes to everybody. And she goes, no, you need to start saying yes to the universe. You need to start saying yes to you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a really good point. Okay. So, and Lauren is loving it. She says, that is a great reframe, Lynn. Perfect. And then Diana says, may I ask if Lynn wants to share, what is her young age? She inspires me. Are you willing to share your age, or you can just share a decade?
Reminds me, when I was in the corporate world, I was in a meeting and one of the guys said, well, I'm the oldest guy in the room, right? And I said, how old are you? And he told me, I said, I'm older than that. And one of the young kids was so impressed that I admitted I was older than him, that I am 67 years young, and I am kind of like Mork. I'm getting younger every year.
Oh, I like that. I definitely like that. Well, we have women on this summit ages, I think the youngest is 10. She'll be on at 6 o'clock. Her name is Uma. She might be 11 now. She started with us when she was 10 a year ago. So I think she's 11 now. And then we have women up to the age of 82 that'll be on our summit. So there is gifts to be given at all ages. Yes. Very, very powerful. Lauren says she's getting younger every year. And Diana is very surprised, saying, oh my God, thank you so much for sharing. And it is an absolute joy to just embody like who you really want to be.
Age is just a number. It's not your reality.
Yep. So when did you start feeling like, when did you start living into this? Was this something that you did from a very early age, or was this something that sort of unveiled itself, you know, over time to you?
Yeah, no, it unveiled itself over time to me. And it was about the age of 40 that I started this work. And it was actually through my church. I started taking classes and then teaching classes. And my first coaching certification was Quantum Living Coach, which was through my church, which is Unity. And I loved it when people got it, when that light bulb goes off and they start seeing things differently and doing things differently. And the coaching that I was doing was pretty Unity centric. So I went out looking for a more secular coaching program. So I found other programs that I did. And every time I still love it. I love speaking, teaching, and coaching. It's really what I'm here for.
Well, thank goodness you stepped into it, because the world needs your magic, which is true for all of you ladies out there. Wherever you are, the world needs your magic. You just need to step into it and realize that you don't have to be the thing other people want you to be. You just need to be you. You were brought here for a purpose. And as long as you live into that purpose, the world is going to be better for it. The more you hide that purpose, the less the world is going to get your goodness before you leave the planet. Lauren says, I'm getting younger every year and I love it. What is the documentary that she described and the science of transformation that you mentioned?
Oh, the science is, that's just my words for it. The science of transformation, that the art and science, the art is again, the vision, the science is your thought habits and being able to actually change your brain when you change your thoughts, that neuroscience. And then the third, their third key is action. Nothing happens without action. You can't sit on the couch eating bonbons and expect things to change. So you have your vision, you've reframed your thought habits to support you, and then you take action to ground that reframe, to ground your vision and your thoughts. And ground, the action is like the ground wire to electricity. Nothing happens without it.
Oh, I love that. The ground wire to electricity. I love that image. It's just such a delight to hear you gift your wisdom to our ladies here. Speaking of gifts, you have a free gift, The Ultimate Guide to Work Less and Earn More Without Sacrificing. I love it so much because it is all about what I believe in. Tell us what they're going to get. We're going to put the link in the chat. Once you get it and you're able to open it on your machine, if you could just let us know by putting, I got it in the chat box, that helps us know that the links are working. So go ahead and click the link that Art is putting in the chat box right now. And then put, I got it once you get it. Lynn, tell us what this is going to be about, what they're going to get in your juiciness here.
Yeah, this is actually the three keys taking you through the whole process of your vision, your habits, and then action. Only it takes it into more depth. So it actually helps you walk through creating a vision. It walks through the AIR method in more depth. And then the more depth is in the action piece. It helps you come up with what action to take, helps you schedule that action and take that action. So it's exactly what we talked about today, the three keys, only in more depth and in a way that you can easily take the steps and follow through with the steps.
Fantastic. Well, it opened for me, but I haven't seen anybody put, I got it in the chat box. So if you guys got her gift, if you would put, I got it in the chat box, that would be great. Aha, Christy got it. Fantastic. If you guys got it, just put, I got it in the chat box. So we know that the link works. If you have trouble with this link or any others, you can always email our support line, which is support@voicesofwomensummit.com. While they're doing that and putting, I got that in the chat box, you also have a VIP gift for our audience. This is Stand Firm While Your World is Shaking. It's an online class. So tell us what inspired you to do this and what they're going to get in that package.
Yeah, it really helps you stand firm while something is going on. It helps you be in that place of changes happening, things happening, and helps you navigate those changes in a way that is easier for you to do and helps you come out in the end in that place as a better person, as where you want to be in the end, because it's all a process.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, definitely grab those VIP gift and upgrade to VIP now in order to be able to get access. Looks like Lauren got the gift. Christy got the gift. Whitney got the gift. So super excited about that. Lauren says, I'm already a VIP. So fantastic. Pat yourself on the back. You're going to get the recordings of this entire event, which means all 14 tracks. Sometimes we have 14 people speaking at once. And you'll also be able to get all of the bonuses, including Lynn's amazing bonus. So I don't know why you wouldn't upgrade to VIP. Totally worth it. Exactly. Lynn, we have another amazing speaker coming right up. It's Natasha Robinson. Natasha's been here in the chat with us a couple of different times. Super excited to have her talk coming up next. It's going to be all about walk in your REM sleep. Ladies learning to dream and manifest their destiny. So really looking forward to that one. We're going to have a great time. You have 13 other people to choose from. I don't know what you'll choose, but I'll be here with Natasha. And super excited about that. Lynn, before we let you go, any final words for our crew?
Yeah, just as you transform everyone around you. So even if people around you are uncomfortable in your transformation, transform anyway, because it will help you and them and the world.
Nicely said. Words to live by. If you would, put hashtag she's not wrong in the chat box. And then we will have our next speaker coming up next. Lynn, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it. We'll see you all at the bottom of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@.
Good job, Lynn. That was really a good session. I like that a lot.
Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.